Alaska's legislature passed a bill last month allowing self-described rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft to operate in Alaska. These companies connect independent drivers to paying passengers by smartphone. But the bill hasn't become law yet. The governor's staff says it's still under legal review. The Alaska Municipal League calls the bill poor public policy. Last week, the city of Juneau joined a chorus of voices asking the governor to put the brakes on the whole thing.
If the legislation gets signed, we are allowed to enact traffic ordinances and impose sales tax.
That's city attorney Amy Mead briefing the assembly on Monday night on what the city can and can't do if the bill becomes law.
We cannot regulate Uber or its drivers or any of the other transportation network companies in any other way.
And that's a problem for the city, which already regulates other forms of surface transportation, everything from taxis to buses and shuttles. City Manager Roy Watt told KTOO the main issue is keeping order around cruise ship terminals.
For us, that's such an economic engine, and we have so many private businesses that operate in that corridor doing transportation services to cruise ship passengers that we are very touchy about not being able to completely control what happens down there.
Juneau's airport board recently proposed imposing a $3 surcharge for drivers doing pickups and drop-offs on airport property, but Mead told the assembly that enforcement would be tricky.
Under the Alaskan legislation, that right is reserved to the Department of Transportation and only at the international airports owned and operated by the state. Juneau is the only international airport owned and operated by a municipality, and we would not have that same right under the legislation as it's currently drafted.
Then there's the prime tourist sites, like the Mendenhall Glacier. The visitor center is on national forest land. Without an agreement in place, the U.S. Forest Service won't let drivers pick up or drop off near Juneau's number one tourist attraction. Of course, the companies can tailor their software to manage where passengers are picked up and dropped off. An Uber delegation was in town this week meeting with city officials to discuss just that. A statement from Brian Gebhardt, Uber's Alaska representative, says the company has worked with jurisdictions around the globe to reach operating agreements. He wrote, "We're confident we'll be able to do the same in Alaska." In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.